Hello, friends. It's good to come to you today. I'm outside. Inside is just so boring, but there's a thunder and lightning storm kind of going on around me. So a wind, so just kind of bear with me. It's fun to be outside and be preaching to you outside. You know, the storm that I'm in right now kind of pictures the week that we have had, hasn't it? I mean, I just got a push notification on my phone that says that over 1,900 people have died in the Haiti earthquake, and now they're living in floods. They're standing in water, no place to go. I mean, the earthquake in Haiti, and then there's the COVID virus surging throughout our southern states. People filling ICU beds to capacity, children this time in ICU beds. I mean, the COVID virus surging, it's horrific, it's terrifying. And then, of course, the fall of Afghanistan. I mean, every time I turn on the news or open up my phone, my social media pages, and I just see the pictures of the fall and the people fighting to get out at the Kabul airport, my heart just breaks for these people. You know, and if those of you are old enough to remember the fall of Saigon, it's a little kind of a PTSD-ish. And so everything going on in this week, I ask myself, you know, so what do I do as a person of faith? What do I do as a Christian? How can I respond living here in the United States? You know, and that's a good question. You know, I think about the things that people worry about in our world, and I think, you know, it's kind of a first world worry compared to everything else is going on. Like, I think about everything I'm worrying about with the building renovation. All of a sudden I realize I'm not worrying about the renovation anymore. Are you kidding? There are bigger things going on in our world to worry about. And that's what I want to turn to today. You know, I read the Bible every day as part of my faith, as part of my spiritual journey. How I start the day is I read the Bible. I follow a devotional guide that gives me passages every day to read. And the passage today I thought was rather interesting. It comes to us from Matthew's Gospel, the sixth chapter, verses 25 through 34, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Jesus says, as part of the Sermon on the Mount, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying could add a single hour to his or her life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will God not much more clothe you, O little faith? Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and God knows that you need them. But seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble for its own." So, you know, I finished that scripture passage, and I put it down, and I started reflecting about it, and I was reflecting about the news in Afghanistan, the Haiti, the COVID. I thought to myself, man, it almost feels kind of a little trite, isn't it? I mean, how are we not to worry? You know, don't worry if you're sitting with your family at the airport in Afghanistan trying to get a flight out. Don't worry. Don't worry if your house collapses on you, killing your family, your neighbors, your children. Don't worry. Don't worry if your loved one is hooked up to a ventilator or an ICU because of the COVID virus. Don't worry. You know, if those things describe me, a little bit of thunder there to talk about the craziness of the world. I'm not worried. I'm terrified. I'm terrified of these things. And yet Jesus tells us not to worry. What do we do about this? How do we live with these things about our faith in relation to the events of the world? Well, for me, actually, from this passage on the Sermon on the Mount, I find a lot of truth that I want to talk about today. And I want to give you something today. I want you to think about, this is something I think about. When the world shakes, return to that which cannot be shaken. When the world shakes, return to that which cannot be shaken. And this is what I do in weeks like this. I return to those things that cannot be shaken as a way of kind of restoring myself and kind of reminding myself of who I am and what I believe about the world and what I believe about my faith. And so like this passage actually from the Sermon on the Mount spoke to me because you know what? I believe in the Sermon on the Mount. I believe in Jesus' teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. I believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus was sent by God into the world. I believe in God. I believe in God's will. I believe in God's providence. I believe that God's will eventually be done, maybe not in this lifetime, but in lifetimes to come. I believe in God. I believe in Christ. I believe in the scriptures. I believe in the church. These things cannot be shaken. And so I think about such things as the Sermon on the Mount. You know, sometimes it doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not going to try not to worry. I'm not going to try to be engrossed in worry. I'm going to believe in the blessings, the Beatitudes. I'm going to believe in the teachings of not to be angry. I'm going to believe in the teachings not to judge. I'm going to believe in the teachings not to steal, not to commit adultery, to tell the truth, to speak the truth to my neighbor. I'm going to believe in such things as praying for my enemies. Really important when I think about the Taliban. Praying for my enemies. Boy, that's a tough one, especially in times like these. But I'm going to affirm those in my life. Those are things that cannot be shaken. And then when those things are not be shaken, then it allows me to affirm other things as part of the gospel narrative. Like again, I turn to places in my Bible like Galatians, where Paul says, "For Christ you have been set free. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. For Christ you have been set free. Do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." In other words, Paul is saying through Christ we are set free from the law. We're no longer male nor female, Jew nor Greek, slave nor free. No, in Christ we are new creations, new. We are free. And I embrace that. That is something that cannot be shaken in my life. I believe in our freedom. That's why, you know, for me, I am grateful that I live in this free country. I believe I'm grateful for all free countries around the world where people are free, especially when it comes to religious freedom. I embrace my religious freedom during times like this. You know what? You're free to listen to this video. You're free to join us face to face in worship. You're free to read your Bible. It's not illegal. You know what? I would hope that you would open your Bible and kiss its pages because you know what? You are free to do so. In other countries of the world, not so much. Remember your freedoms. But then freedom always has responsibility. We always have to say that how are we going to use our freedoms? Therefore, I go to other things that cannot be shaken in the middle of a shaken world. I go to a few things. I believe in a progressive theology. In other words, I believe that God is speaking, that God is still speaking, that the scriptures are still radically relevant for our life, and that God is speaking through the scriptures and through other aspects of our culture. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to listen for how God is still speaking. So friends, I just had to have edit the video because the UPS man just showed up at my door. The things that you have to take into account when you're preaching outside in a thunder and lightning storm. So don't pay attention to the UPS man who was just now driving away. Okay, where was I? The things that cannot be shaken. Yes, radical inclusion. I believe in progressive theology. I believe that God is radically inclusive of all people. You know, it's one of the things we have to think about. I believe in the radical inclusion of women. In Afghanistan, the rights of women and children and women and girls has just crashed. Well, I believe in the wake of that, we need to stand tall in this and say that women have a powerful, equal right in our society, along beside men, to lead the country and lead our lives. And the church particularly, I'm going to affirm that women are leaders, they are clergy, they are professors, they are academics, they preach, they teach, they lead our congregation at Columbine United Church. we embrace the role of women in our congregation. That is radical inclusion. And I think we join with other churches who believe the same thing, because you know what? Not all of Christianity in the United States believes that or affirms that. I believe we need to take a strong stand and affirm that. That cannot be shaken. Radical inclusion means standing with the LGBTQI people. You know, in a time when rights of people are shaken, we need to be thinking about people who are most vulnerable and their rights are most vulnerable, and to stand with them. That's why, I know I sound like a broken record, we stand with LGBTQI people in this time, and we affirm that they are leaders in our church, that they are leaders in our society, that they are preachers, they are teachers, they are ordained as clergy. They teach our children, they teach our men, they teach our clergy. They run our churches. They are an integral part of our society. You know, not only are they leaders in our church, but we marry them, we baptize their children, we integrate them fully into the middle of our lives. That cannot be shaken. When the world shakes, that cannot be shaken. What cannot be shaken for me is the belief of that God radically embraces people of all colors and all races. I believe we need to affirm this because sometimes it's splintered. You know, we need to embrace that people of all colors are part of our congregation, particularly Columbine United Church, but all congregations and all churches throughout the world. God radically embraces all people of all colors, and we fight for the rights and privileges of all people. I believe what cannot be shaken is my belief that all people can worship freely in any religion that they so choose. I got to tell you something. Right now, because of the Taliban, people of the Muslim faith are going to be shaking, wondering what's going to happen to them, what it's going to be, the reprisals for them. And we need to stand tall with our Muslim brothers and sisters. And we need to stand with them and say that you are protected. You have the right to worship. We have to remember that the Taliban is to Islam what Jim Jones was to Christianity. Nothing connected at all. Muslim people, Hindu people, Buddhist people, people, the Taoist people, people of Wicca people, all the different religions, why we might radically disagree with and believe something differently, they have the right to worship God as they so choose. That cannot be shaken. And then you know what? After you affirm those things that cannot be shaken, you know what you do? You go to work. You go to work. You get up off the couch and you go to work. You go to work. You begin to work in homeless shelters. You work in clothing banks. You work in food banks. You work at Columbine United Church. You participate in classes. You go to worship services. I know we're all waiting for the renovation to end. I know that there's a problem with the COVID virus. I know, but that doesn't keep you from working. You watch this video and you think about what it is that can I do to help build the kingdom of God at Columbine United Church or even around the world in your neighborhood, in your family, in your community. Where can you work to build Columbine United Church? And then lastly, most importantly, what I do is pray. Christians pray. I don't care if you're progressive, evangelical, or somewhere in between. You pray. Jesus prayed. The scripture said that he went to a lonely place to pray. The Apostle Paul taught us to pray constantly. Paul taught us that when we don't know what to pray, that the Holy Spirit kind of groans inside of us. Well, you know what? We pray. We go to that lonely place that Jesus taught us to do, and we pray. We say the simple Lord's Prayer. We talk about, you know, our concerns of our hearts, the concerns of the world. But you know what I do when I pray for the world? I pray for a family. I try to picture in my mind a family who's sitting in the airport in Afghanistan, hoping, wishing, waiting, pleading to get away out of the country. I think of that family and I pray for that family. I pray for a family who's lost their home or their loved one in Haiti. I pray for that family. I think of a family whose loved one is on a ventilator because of the COVID virus. I think of that family and I pray for that family. I might not know them. They might not even be real or not, but they are real to me and I pray for them. Because I believe that God works through prayer. I don't worry about the whole notion of, you know, does prayer work? Everybody usually asks that question. Yeah, of course prayer works. God's not going to answer our prayers like a Santa Claus filling a wish list. But still, God works through prayer. God's will be done. God's providence will work through this world situations right now. God's kingdom will be built. Sometimes it has to be rebuilt again in every generation. But God's kingdom will be built. These things, for me, cannot be shaken. And I encourage you to turn to these things as well in your life. I mean, here it's Sunday. What's going to happen this next week? What are we going to learn? How's the world going to shake? Well, you know what? For me, there's a few things that cannot be shaken. And I encourage you to find those things in your life as well.